We welcome you into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with right guard Andrew Gardner. I don't want to say starting right guard because there's no regular season game yet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching you. Everybody's measuring your reps. All the reporters are watching you through their binoculars. First day of joint practices here with Baltimore. How was it out there?
It's good. It's a little bit different. I think if you talk to guys, it was a little bit weird. Changing up the tempo a little bit. There was no music today. So you kind of had to find the energy from somewhere else. So it was a little different, but overall it was good.
I watched the defense for the most part. And honestly, it was kind of boring because they go into a huddle and it was like really slow. Offense, I assume, continued your breakneck pace.
No, I mean we practiced at the Baltimore tempo today, so I didn't particularly enjoy
it. Yawner, man. But how'd you do on the football field?
It was a good day. Yeah. You know, it's never as good as you want to be, but it was good to get out there and get a look against some different guys.
It's got to be exciting for you, Andrew, to have this opportunity. You've worked really hard here, third team in the NFL, right? I mean, it's right there in front of you, and you seem to be playing your best football.
Yeah, I mean it's been a real blessing to have this opportunity. I'm excited about it, you know, just trying to do everything I can to hold on to that right guard spot, and, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Why do you think it's working out so well? Is what Stout teaches kind of in your wheelhouse? I mean, again, you're getting better and better and better. You played really well last year as well. Is this something about the way he teaches, plays to your strengths?
I think that's some of it. Some of it's the scheme fit. Some of it's just getting the opportunity to play. Some of it's maturing as a player. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to a lot of guys that were backup guys that – when they had their opportunity, like when you have your opportunity, you got to make the most of it. And that's just what I've tried to do. And I try not to worry about it being a competition. And just whatever they ask me to do, I try to do that the best I can. So that's been right guard, and that's what I'm doing now.
When you say get the opportunity to take it, don't players always get an opportunity?
I mean, not really. If you're backup, you could be a backup lineman and be a quality player and just never play. You know, they got their starting five, and nobody gets hurt. And you know, guys never really get that comfort level with you until they see you in the game. And when I was in Houston, I kind of felt like that was the situation. You know, I knew I could play, but guys pretty much stayed healthy, and you just never really got to show what I could do on film. But here, the opposite happened. You know, so guys went down. It was a, you know, make-or-break situation. I had to go in and play, and, you know, that was my opportunity.
Was it frustrating in Houston? How'd you deal with kind of not having that chance?
I mean, yeah, it was frustrating, but there's nothing you can do about it. You just do whatever job they give you to do, and my job there was to basically be an insurance policy in case somebody got hurt, and they didn't. So here it was a similar situation. Someone did get hurt, and I show I could play, and you know, now I'm in the mix to start.
So that chance, those reps in the preseason, you know, you're taking even if you play well, you're taking the chance that other teams aren't gonna take notice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's all a big tryout. You know what I mean? But they don't really know what you're made of until they see you in a real game.
What's gotten better with Andrew Gardner year over year? Is it the nuances of the position? Is it understanding how to watch film, how to set up defensive players? What are some of the things that you've gotten better in?
I think it's just a comfort level more than anything. You know, earlier in my career, when you're not playing, there's a little bit of doubt about, like, you know, can I do it versus, you know, live bullets. And then, you know, the more you play, the more comfortable you get. More comfortable you get, the better you play. And also, I've been very fortunate to play here with some quality guys.
This is why it works here, right? Because Chip gets reps for so many, you get so many reps no matter who you are, that when you are on the field, you know, you've got that base of knowledge. Is that a fair thing to say? Is that what's so different here with what happens in other places?
I definitely think that's part of it. You know, last year, everybody coming into the season was kind of worried about our O-line depth. And then we went out there in the twos, got a ton of reps in the OTAs, a ton of reps in camp, and then that unit was able to move the ball and do well in the preseason. I just think that helped everybody's confidence. So when guys started to go down, you know, we had confidence that the guys coming in that, you know, we could play. And, you know, I think that makes a big difference where some places you don't get to do that.
Do you block it all out, Andrew, all the who's going to be the right guard chatter that probably is not in the locker room, not in your meeting rooms, but the media and the fans talk about it?
Yeah, pretty much. You really can't worry about it. All I can worry about is me as a player, what I'm doing each and every day. And, you know, somebody wants to say I'm not good enough, or somebody says I'm the best, you know, you can't kind of ride that roller coaster of emotions, be like, oh, I'm doing great today, I'm the man, or, oh, I played like, you know, crap today, I'm not going to do it. You just got to block all that out and try to do it play by play, day by day.
Do you read the internet, newspapers, listen to radio, watch TV?
I mean, I catch some of it from time to time, but again, if you like focus in on that stuff, like I'm not on Twitter. If you
You're not on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
Ding, ding, ding. We've got a winner here.
You can kill yourself if you just worry about what everybody else thinks, worry about what the media thinks, what the fans think. Just because, you know, you have a bad play, everybody's going to say you're terrible. You have a great day, everybody's going to be like, oh, he's the best player ever. I just think you got to kind of be careful about riding that emotional wave.
So when you're not here or in your playbook, where does your mind wander to relax or to get energized?
I just really try to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. They're not here during training camp, so I don't really have that outlet. I try to hang out with the guys, spend some time with the team, watch TV. I'm more of a get away from football kind of guy. You know, some guys are all in all the time, but when I'm not here, I try to kind of take a step away and do something else for a little bit. A
couple more days with the Ravens in practice. They throw a lot of different looks at you. What's the benefit for you? Is there any film study done previous to practice setting up these various defensive linemen you're playing? Do you watch film on them at all?
A little bit. I mean, there wasn't a lot of time.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of film on them from this season. But you watch a little bit, you have an idea of who you're going against, and it's nice to, test yourself against different guys than the same guys you go against in practice every day and get a little preview for what you're going to see Saturday night.
Well, hey, man, good luck.
I appreciate it.
Keep it going. Andrew Gardner, thanks so much for joining me in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.